Eagle River Senator Republican Fred Dyson retained his District I seat by tallying 70% of the votes against his Democratic challenger, Steve Amundson. For Dyson, it was a successful campaign season, but not necessarily a happy one.
Certainly, this is the ugliest campaign on a national level and on a local level that I've ever seen or recognized, and that's sad.
Dyson was speaking of inter-party strife, but newly re-elected South Anchorage District 31 representative, Republican Bob Lynn, was also concerned about intra-party squabbling.
Sometimes it makes a person wonder, do we have Republican Democrats or do we have Palinistas and Mikowskiites? The Palin election for governor is over. Get over it. Let's move ahead. The race for the presidency is over. Now, I was disappointed, but let's move ahead. And I don't think it does any good for the state to be fighting past political battles. We need to look to the future.
Lynn, who describes himself as a staunch Palin supporter, thinks any rancor existing from the vice presidential campaign will be offset by newly acquired gubernatorial skills.
Whatever deficits she might suffer because of the past presidential race, she will gain because of the experience of working with all manner of people. She has a much broader spectrum of experience than she had before. To me, the bad news is she didn't run vice president. The good news is we got our governor back.
District T Senator Donald Olson, a Democrat, represents a broad swath of Alaska's north, from Nunavak Island and across the Arctic Nana region and North Slope to the Canadian border. Olson ran unopposed for a third term. He agrees a changed Palin will now work differently with the legislature.
There is going to be a new relationship. I think she sees something from a different perspective than she had before, now that she's been a national candidate and been on the international scene to a certain degree, and in rubbing shoulders with people of that caliber makes her a more sophisticated person and somebody that's looking out maybe 2 years, 4 years from now and going to be going on from there.
Anchorage's District M Senator, Democrat Hollis French, attributes any harsh feelings emanating from the vice presidential campaign as coming mainly from others than the governor.
You know, a lot of that was done, by the governor's surrogates. And I think we can put the election behind us, look forward, and be Alaskans solving problems.
French, who ran unopposed for a third term, looks to the Senate itself to foster a spirit of inter-party cooperation.
I think you're going to see a coalition almost no matter what the numbers. You know, they were still so evenly split. It's either going to be 9-11 or 10-10 in the Senate. Of course, we had a coalition last time under 9-11. If it's 10-10, you have to have a coalition. There's got to be somebody that comes across one way or the other to make 11, or else you can't do anything in the Senate without a majority.
The latest returns from the Division of Elections shows the next state Senate shaping into a 10-10 division between Democrats and Republicans, a status inviting, if not forcing, the two parties into some degree of coalition. That is, if they wish to be, Alaskans solving problems. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.